This is Stateside for Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. Today is the fifth day of sentencing hearing for Larry Nassar. He's the former Michigan State University sports doctor charged with sexual assault. A note of warning, some listeners might find parts of this report disturbing. Before it's over, more than 100 girls and women survivors will have made statements to Nassar and the institutions, the people who might have been able to stop the abuse. Today, the court heard from Emma Ann Miller, 15 years old, who had monthly appointments with Larry Nassar.
I, too, was sexually assaulted by Larry Nassar, multiple times, at multiple appointments. My last treatment was in August 2016. A week later, he was let go by MSU. I'm possibly the last child he will ever assault.
Joining us now is Michigan Radio's Kate Wells, who once again is in the courtroom today. Kate, what else did you hear today?
Yeah, Emma Ann was an incredibly powerful speaker this morning. I think she spoke for a lot of people in the courtroom and really wowed a lot of people in the courtroom, because here's this 15-year-old girl who comes up to the stand with her mom, and she clearly was struggling through a lot of her testimony. You know, she had to take some deep breaths. One time, a couple times, her mom had to give her a hug. Her mom would whisper to her, "Take a deep breath. You're doing great." But man, when she got her voice, it was a very strong voice. She directed, obviously, a lot of her anger towards Larry Nassar. She described horrific abuse that she had to endure. At one point, she says, in a supply closet, which gives you a sense of how little supervision was happening at times when these women were being abused. And she also said that she puts a lot of the responsibility on Michigan State University for ignoring reports for 20 years that Nassar was abusing women and girls. But she also said, you know, I am a Michigan State fan. I am a proud Spartan fan, and Michigan State is bigger than this.
I don't have to be ashamed or anti-MSU. I can be a Spartan if I choose. I can yell, "Go green, go green." Let me say that again, Judge, because I don't think the crowd heard me. Go green! I can root for Miles Bridges if I want and still hold you, MSU, accountable. And I will. You are no more powerful than Nassar. You don't hold any power over me either, and never will. And not just MSU, but all the individuals who could have stopped this. Every single one of them.
Again, that was Emma Ann Miller. She's 15 years old. Kate, the testimony or the statements that these women and girls have been making has been more moving than I think anybody would have expected or imagined, because of the strength of many of these voices. Even a 15-year-old like this, what else are we going to be hearing for the next couple of days?
Well, so we now are at 144 women and girls who are expected to speak. That number keeps growing because prosecutors say every day and over the weekend they are hearing from more women. Sometimes these are victims that have not come forward up until now. Sometimes these are victims that prosecutors were aware of, but these women didn't want to make their statements publicly. And I think one of the things that was so powerful about Emma Ann's statement was, and hearing that from the court, hear the go green, the go white thing. You know, what gets lost when we talk about MSU in this case is how many people are local to Lansing and East Lansing. How many of these victims, you know, graduated from MSU or are still at MSU, and their families, you know, are generations long MSU fans. And so you have a lot of people for whom this feels like the entire world that they live in right now is caught up in this, and that it just affects every level of their lives. So to have Emma Ann at 15 get up there and lead the crowd in a go green, go white was a pretty interesting moment.
That's Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. Thanks very much, Kate.
Thanks, Lester.